NASA's Innovative Advanced Concepts Program, or NIAC, received hundreds of proposals. Program Executive Jay Falker says they represent almost every aspect of the agency's mission.
Just looking down the list, there are some that are related to humans trying to operate in space, some that are related to spacecraft trying to operate safely or protecting people from radiation, some that are improved propulsion concepts, some that are improved structures, and some that would maybe enable us to do the kinds of missions we've done before, a space station or a space telescope, but much, much more efficiently because of improvements in things like structures and mechanisms or power generation.
Proposals came from academia, industry, and from within NASA itself. Falker says, for example, NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center wants to build a kind of optical tweezers, a laser device that could be used on deep space probes to collect samples of space debris.
In the proposal, they mention a type that might be on a rover, like on Mars, and instead of having a physical scoop that goes and gets some rock or soil, there's a small laser trap that can do that. But they also show one in space, and for example, it could fly near a comet and collect some of the materials of that. Or even, to me, most interesting, because we can't do it at all today, there's the possibility of trying to do that during planetary entry and descent.
Another concept, this one from Virginia-based Raytheon BBN Technologies, would use a balloon-lofted high-altitude air gun to change the course of potentially dangerous orbital junk, such as inoperative satellites.
The idea is to simply pulse or puff a little bit of the atmosphere up into the way of the orbiting debris. And that pulse of air, if we do it right, would force it to slow down, enter the atmosphere, burn up faster than it would have otherwise, and may also enable us to tactically avoid a collision.
Other proposals include a skin-tight spacesuit with sensors and flywheels to stabilize astronauts in microgravity, a propulsion system that relies on giant sails to catch the solar wind, and the use of 3D printer technology to construct small spacecraft or components for a planetary outpost.
The second level of that same kind of thinking is when we get good at this, people will begin to design differently because instead of taking years in development, we can get an idea, get prototypes developed quickly. Then we can begin sending the printers into orbit and to other destinations. And that's where we can imagine entirely different design schemes two or three generations down the road.
Over the next year, the scientists will work on their ideas, even develop and test hardware related to their projects. Falker says the $3 million price tag is a drop in NASA's proposed $18 billion budget for 2012. He's confident it can survive any funding cuts.
Most of the country Congress is behind the idea that NASA should be exploring some visionary concepts. And this small amount of money is worth it? And I know, if we get one breakthrough, it will absolutely be worth it.
A precursor of the NIAC program that began in 1998 was suspended in 2007 when a cost-conscious U.S. Congress ordered a scientific review of its effectiveness. A year later, a national panel of experts recommended that NASA continue investigating advanced concepts, and Congress eventually gave the go-ahead to restore the program this year. NIAC program executive Jay Falker says at year's end, the scientists can compete for additional funds to move their concepts forward, with the hope of eventually integrating them into a future space mission. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.